I don't know if this is a direct correlation or not, but I see that Apple stock is off almost 3%. Now, I went to the Apple store yesterday. Wanted to buy a new phone? Yeah, it's not available. Wanted to look at a new computer? Yeah, it's not available. So I walked out. I was going to spend some money there. I spent nothing, and I see Apple stock is off by 3%. See, I don't know if I have that much impact, but maybe. Craig Stiles is here, financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial Services. That's a true story, Craig. I went there. I had money burning a hole in my pocket, and they wouldn't take it.
Well, I was curious as to how many Apple Watches were you going to buy and how many Apple computers? That might affect depending on the number.
Yeah. Just one phone. My phone has – I've got a 7. I know people make fun of me for it, but I have a 7. But I liked it. But suddenly it doesn't work right. Yep. And my computer worked. But I want to talk to you about a couple of serious matters. The Dow was down a bit yesterday. NASDAQ dropped – no, Dow was up just a bit. NASDAQ dropped 2.5 points. But I want to look backwards a week to what happened in the energy sector with Texas. Because I'm looking at some things happening here. The price of natural gas spiked dramatically in Texas for a period of time. Everybody can look at the price of gasoline at the pump right now and realize we're paying 40 cents more per gallon than we were when Joe Biden took office 1 month ago. Corn and beans, I'm hearing, all the way up to places in pricing they haven't seen before because China's buying a tremendous amount of that. So there's a lot of movement in these commodities. Why?
Well, it's a great question. When you take a look at what's taking place in the commodities in general, you're seeing an increase in demand, just like everything else. When you see prices go up, you see an increase in demand. You brought up a lot of different variables, obviously, what's going on down in Texas, the shutting down of the Keystone pipeline. There was a lot of anticipation of a lot of oil flowing through that pipeline. So when that being shut down now with the new administration coming in, that is going to create some more, basically less of a supply. And so you're seeing expectations being built in and pricing starting to go up in a lot of those, like oil commodities along those lines. What you're not seeing are some of the more traditional commodities, such as gold, going up. You've seen some in the silver prices and whatnot. But like you mentioned, the other commodities that deal with food, corn, wheat, and a lot of the ag businesses there, that is going to start to increase more specifically because of the trade arrangements that we do have with China. You saw a big issue, a big concern underneath the Trump administration when they were being more tough on China, love it or hate it. There was some benefit to all of that. And now when it's more, we anticipate more of a loose arrangement between the U.S. and China. And I think that will continue to increase the price because we're going to see an increase in demand for the commodities such as corn and such as wheat and whatnot.
When we talked in the break here, you also mentioned that Treasury yields are on their way up. So what does that indicate to me? Because I'm looking at different things here. Obviously, the gasoline hits people's pocketbook. If the price of agricultural commodities continue to go up, that will hit people in their pocketbook. Gasoline, probably the most direct and first feel. But are we starting to see some inflation? Are we starting to see prices go up across the board? Is this what we can expect?
Well, inflation is basically like a pool of consumer products that people are going to go through and buy. And so it's the average price of all of those products within that pool, for lack of a better term, that are going to go or grow over time. So that's kind of how inflation is somewhat measured. So when you take a look at what the Treasury yields and basically – specifically, when you take a look at the markets yesterday, the 2.5%, the NASDAQ was down. The Dow Jones was up slightly. Even when I'm looking at the futures right now, the Dow futures are slightly up to flat. NASDAQ is down, again, roughly about 1.5%. What we're seeing is profit-taking coming off of those growth strategies presently. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the securities or the index in and of itself. It's just that's the one that had the greatest growth over this last year, year plus, if you will. And so the Dow was a little bit down to flat over this last year, and so you're going to see some drive more towards quality. Also, though, you're going to see, because of the yields coming up on the 10-year Treasury, you're going to see some of that profit-taking going in and just to take advantage of that higher yield on the Treasuries as well. So you're seeing kind of a double take on the pull down in the NASDAQ, and I would expect that probably to continue. But if you look at it for a little bit later on in the year, I know Powell's going to be making a presentation to the heads of Congress today. And given their expectation, they're even looking at for the second half of this year to have a strong, robust economy. So the markets typically are going to be a predecessor to that. So right now, you're just seeing normal activity take place.
As part of that, I mean, we've got something like tens of billions of dollars still sitting there from previous so-called stimulus bills. Another $1.9 trillion that the Democrats are going to try to ram through. That has very little to do with COVID, but they're going to be spending money all over the place. Is that part of the reason the markets are reacting so positively and you see some of these numbers in the green?
It's a great question. I think there's a lot of different variables that are taking place. This current administration, a lot of the adjustments that have been made to the current package, if you will, is going to be focused more on the small to medium-sized businesses,
right,
which typically are not publicly traded. And so from that perspective, you're going to see it affecting more of the micro economies or locally. The unfortunate thing, I know I've mentioned this before, but with that package that comes with, they're also looking to increase the minimum wage at $15 an hour, which is going to be a strong detriment to the small business owners, small to medium-sized business owners. And with that impact, that's going to have an added cost. And if you have a business owner that has five employees and they're paying $8, $9, $10 an hour for doing some of the tasks that they have to help grow and expand their business, then the business owner is not going to be able to focus on growth for their business. They're going to have to focus on the operations of their business more so. And so that is going to stifle growth in the microeconomy versus that of what you're going to see happening with larger companies. So you're going to see some benefit,
sure,
of the publicly traded companies, which is the conversation that I have with clients almost every day, with their concern about what's going on in the economy. And I kind of address the fact, well, understand how you're invested within your portfolios and how we're managing the accounts going forward. So, I think it's going to be more of an impact for the small to medium-sized businesses.
We'll keep an eye on that,
and
sure.
To see if it's going to be a strong positive, we'll see.
All right. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial and Desideri. It's a proprietary approach to your investments, your future, your goals. Craig Stiles, there he is, everybody. You can call him directly anywhere in America, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. Craig, as always, my pleasure.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to